Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Onto a reality, here we are, another hour of the DJV program, and it happens to be Friday, too, for those of you who are just joining us, the 30th of April, last day of the month. It'll be May Day tomorrow, Maypole. Maypole was a kind of an oatmeal-y thing. Is it still around? I want my Maypole. Anybody ever have Maypole? Nobody. Nobody but me. It's not around anymore. Okay,
I've
sorry.
I've heard of it, but never had it.
Have you? I bet your father has had it, though. I want my, that was the ad.
Yeah, that's where I heard from him about it.
Jennifer Horn is here with the spirit of her dad. Victoria Keevan is here, spirit of her mom. I'm talking about the parents that we talk most about. Jay Kirshner's father is here with us in spirit and probably otherwise as well, as is Mike. I don't know. Does Nancy, Fancy Nancy, get up to listen earlier, or does she listen later, or what does she do with the content of this program that she should have inculcated in her mind every day?
Well, she would have to listen online, and, you know, that's sort of a challenge for her sometimes, so, yeah.
Just go to DougStephan.com or DJVShow.com. That's all she has to do. I can figure that out.
Yeah, I know. I say that sometimes when I get frustrated. I'm like, you know, Doug does this, and he's your age, so, that's not an excuse.
All right, so there's a poll that has, I'm looking at some of the top stories this week, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. Not a lot of the order of things, the information is probably a little different to a lot different, depending on what it is, but the same sort of things are on the top of American minds. American voters, 71% of them say illegal immigrants shouldn't get any aid. I'm with that. And I'd be interested to know where, and I'm going to say this with this couch. As we've gone through the week and we go through the amazing connections that we all have to information, to each other, I use the conversations mostly between Jay and Victoria and Jennifer as a bellwether, thinking about how to other folks who have the same, at least the political points of view, because you have a lot of other things that are in common, and I don't think politics should separate us as much as it does, frankly, but it does. Used to be, when I was a kid, religion separated us, and then it was the color of your skin, and now it's your political stripe. So when I listen to the two of you or the three of you talk, I don't hear, I'm frustrated because I don't hear the same sort of solution-oriented conversation. I hear each of you make your points, and each of you sort of stick to, hold on to the values that you have, which is good. It's important to have strong values. But then when it comes to, okay, how do we fix this? I don't hear how do we fix it. I hear sort of inflexibility. And that may be, and that may be too harsh a word, but I don't hear a willingness. Yeah, I don't really hear a willingness.
That's hilarious, because the comment that I get the most is from people saying, you know, I know that, you know, and this is before Jay got here, but I know you and Jen don't agree politically, but I love how much you can tell you guys love each other. And
I love, saying at all. I'm not saying that at all. I just said, matter of fact, I prefaced a conversation or the point that I'm making with that acknowledgement. But at the end of the conversation that we have about whether you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter or whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and I think this is the national stage as well, I still don't hear, even though there's sort of a different attitude, Joe Biden is different than Trump was in terms of how he communicates, but I still don't hear, and the point I'm making is the point about, to start with, the illegal immigrants. shouldn't get any aid.
They shouldn't. Well, I think, okay, if we're going to stick. Go ahead, Jen. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think, you know, this week alone, I think I can think of several ways in which sides can come together. For instance, like with
infrastructure, right?
Infrastructure is what we keep hitting that drum. Like, hello, if, you know, Republicans are here saying that they're willing to handle stuff that's like, you know, and I'm using air quotes, real infrastructure. If, you know, Democrats are willing to come to the table and say, yeah, let's start here and we can grow the package, I think there'd be totally room for growth. In the case of Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where that police shooting was, I mean, I think the common sense thing is that we're finding out information that this guy used his car as a weapon. But the problem is the police department wasn't forthcoming with that story. And so for 2 weeks, we had the only headline that they were holding stuff back and that this was an execution. And so I think both Victoria and I agree that this is stuff they could do. The problem is it's not what we think. We need everybody else to do it.
I guess maybe that's my point, in part, but
going back to the undocumented immigrants thing, I think my opinion is it depends on where you are in the process. If you have filed your paperwork, or if you have working papers, but you're still, you know, but you're still in the process, or if you're not on a pathway to citizenship, but you have papers, and you've worked, let's say, on a farm, or you've worked in a grocery store, I absolutely think that you're entitled to some aid. I think it depends on where you are in that process. I don't think every single undocumented immigrant deserves government aid, no. But I think that you can't just say everybody who's an undocumented immigrant doesn't deserve it. I don't agree with that.
Well, okay, it's all right not to agree with it. I think that argument is, though, kind of like the argument for where does life begin? How do you know where?
Well, it's a difficult one.
Citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a difficult one. Okay, but you've done a good job of countering what I said with the two or three examples you came up with. That's good. Thank you. The federal government, or the Fed itself, this is probably the best news of the week, in a manner of speaking, depending on, you know, the personal stuff versus the national public interest stuff. The interest rates are back down to near zero again, even though you look around and you see all kinds of economic growth, that with that comes inflation. So the Fed says we don't want to have inflation, or we don't want a lot of it. We may get 2 or 3 points, which is actually not acceptable either. You know, you wonder about where inflation comes from. I remember there was one of the first things we used to have an economics class in high school, and the teacher was a guy named Panera. And he
loved his restaurant.
Yeah, right. I knew. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Thank you. You didn't disappoint. The idea of understanding how the economy works and what it is, why we have to have as close to zero inflation as possible, because otherwise it really upsets the apple cart. It upsets employment. It upsets housing. It upsets pretty much the stability of the entire financial system. So keeping the interest rates near zero, remember that happened when Obama first became president. We had that horrible kind of crash for me in my business here. It was more a depression. It was a recession. Knocked a lot of people right on their butts. And so this, in order to encourage people to spend money, which is how you keep businesses going, you got to have money to spend it. At least you got to have the ability to use credit as you can. So if it doesn't cost anything for credit, the only question I would ask is how come credit card interests are 24, 25, 26%?
Yeah, but how come they get to take advantage of people's suffering when people don't have the cash?
I know. It's because what they'll tell you, Victoria, is that they have no security in, you've been lent money. And they don't have a hold on your possessions. They don't have a lien on your car.
That's why it's called credit.
On your house.
That's why it's called credit.
Yeah.
It's not called a loan. It's called credit. It's not collateral.
Yeah.
There's no collateral. But like, they know the business they got into. But still, I think some of the interest rates are just
usury. It's like the feudalistic. It's like borrowing money from somebody whose last name ends with a vowel. You know, that kind of stuff. It's really, well, it is. I mean, think about
only people from Boston use that phrase. I've never heard
last name begin.
Yes,
really?
The only people I've ever heard use that phrase are all from Boston.
Hmm. Well, the only person I've ever heard use that phrase is you, Doug.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God!
I've never heard that phrase.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's a Boston racist thing for sure.
Oh my heavens. Okay, now, well, once again. Doug Stephan is a racist.
Well, your dad's from Southie, right? So
my father was one of the was a big racist, actually.
Right.
And the fact that I grew up in Framingham and not in Southie, my father was an orphan, and he was on the streets, and the street gangs were white, and the street gangs were black, and there wasn't
well,
much in between.
Irish versus Italian, because the
yeah,
Irish love
was
to
some
say,
of that. Yeah.
You know, any if your last name ends in a vowel, you're Italian, and yeah,
yeah
it's a
right.
whole yeah.
Now last names that end in a vowel. Could come from anywhere, right? We're thinking, well, not anywhere, but there are a lot of different...
The fact that it was contained racism, yes.
Yeah.
It's now
right.
it's a, more of a global yeah. thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least we can chuckle about racism. The Senate has confirmed Bill Nelson as the administrator at NASA. He was a former senator. I think he was in the Senate for, what, 12 years? Do I remember that correctly? But he had lots of friends, and so the confirmation was a quick and easy, yay, let's hear it for one of us. And so he's going to lead the agency. I don't know what expertise he has, frankly, other than knowing his way around the Senate, sending astronauts
back. He's from Florida,
to
so he knows where to go,
yeah,
right. I guess.
Yeah, he can drive
but
there.
Like a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people seem to be, NASA enthusiasts seem to think that this is a good thing because Biden is very pro-NASA, and so
yes.
Having his friend run NASA, people think that it's going to have a high priority.
Yeah, good. I hope it does because it deserves it. It's one of the things where we put money into it. We've done it over the years. George Bush messed it up. Obama messed it up worse. They kept cutting the budget. And so now with
the cool thing is that I think...
Should never stop the shuttle system. They could have kept flying those things. They have to pay the damn Russians $62 million every time we wanted to send somebody up to the space station. Excuse me. Go ahead.
But I think Trump and Biden both seem to prioritize this more. Remember, Trump introduced the Space Force. Biden made fun of them.
Yeah.
He was keeping it.
Yeah.
I think they understand that not only do you get new interventions when you go to space, but you mm-hmm. also realize that this is where our security lies now.
Yeah, yeah. 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 No, it's a good thing. I thought it was interesting. Jeff Bezos... and his space company, Blue Origin, are teasing the start of ticket sales for the new Shepard rocket. Bezos, you see him in the cowboy hat driving a Rivian, which is the electric truck. And so, you want to take a ride? Here's the number. Go to this email. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three at the hour on the Friday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner here to work through a lot of the trending items, including Gaga. I was like, I like Gaga. Gaga to me sounds better than Lady Gaga. I used to have a cow named Gaga, and I named the cow after her. She doesn't look like a cow, but it was a great name for a cow. And the cow, it became
that after
her
the
name.
Meat suit?
Did the cow like it?
Yeah, the cow actually did like it. She got a lot of attention.
I'm more of a Britney fan.
And she goes, I've never had a cow. You know what? That's interesting. Never had a cow that I can remember named Brittany. We'll have to fix that problem. Jennifer, thank you,
there you go.
Pointing it out. Anyway, little news on the Gaga front and the dogs after this.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
All right, so let's get at it, Jay. The number of people arrested in connection with the apprehension, that was 2 months ago? It seems like only yesterday, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah. When Lady Gaga's dogs, two of her dogs were dog-napped, her dog walker was shot. I mean, it was very violent. So five people ranging in ages from 18 to 50 years old have been arrested in connection with this. Three people directly. Five, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Three people directly and then two people as accessories. That
good woman who found the dogs tied up in an alley and took them to the police station. Oh, yeah, she's part of the five that was arrested.
Really?
So turns out.
She's a good Samaritan. Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Who didn't see that coming, though? Come on.
No.
Just conveniently in Los Angeles, you happen to find the two dogs that belong to Lady Gaga. You just
neatly tied up.
And,
right. Not just running wild along the highway. Yeah.
So the motivation to do this was to get money, to extort money out of Gaga, right?
Well, no. The police believe that they didn't realize who the owner of the dogs were originally until it made national news. But those types of dogs, they go for so much money that it's a big thing that people are stealing those dogs and then selling them on the black market.
Yeah, French bulldogs, they're very expensive to buy. And I don't know who would want someone else's French bulldog, though,
because
that
they're
badly.
They're selling them, though. This is how bad crime is right now in Los Angeles. And
who would be the buyer?
Right.
In Santa Monica?
Even if they're selling them for like $100, right? So someone who wants a French bull, hey, I've got a couple for $100. I mean, who knows how they're doing this? But the only reason this story got national attention is because Lady Gaga's involved. There have been stories going on in Los Angeles where people just like, think of this week or last week, somebody got stabbed out walking their dog. People are getting shot at outside walking their dog. I mean, it's scary.
There were quite a few stories from even Northern California of there was one woman who had her dog kidnapped right out from under her during broad daylight, middle of the day. It was a puppy French bulldog. It's so prominent right now.
Yeah, well, be careful as you walk your dog. I guess that's a lot of people. Well, it depends on where you are, though, right? In L.A., you don't have any place.
Be careful if someone just drives up and shoots you.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I remember with Charlotte when she was still alive, we used to go all over the nicest areas of Santa Monica for her to poop. I liked going up and down some of those big, wide boulevards and fancy homes, and she'd take a dump in front of somebody's house, and I forget to pick it up.
You forget to pick it up?
You're just helping fertilize their yard.
That's all. Yep, it's good for the soil. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden on Thursday said he planned to continue talks with Republicans about infrastructure and jobs, but would not accept a proposal that funded only a fraction of his $2.3 trillion package. Biden made the comments while selling his proposal in Georgia on Thursday. Republicans propose a $568 billion 5-year package as a counteroffer. At least 44 people have been killed in a stampede at a crowded religious festival in northeast Israel Thursday. Hundreds more were injured at the festival, which takes place annually at the foot of Mount Meron, a religious holiday marked with all-night bonfires, prayer, and dancing. Indonesian officials working to determine how a military submarine with 53 crew members sunk earlier this month during a training exercise said the vessel may have been hit by an internal solitary wave in the sea off Bali. It's reported that such waves are invisible but have the strength to drag down a submarine to dangerous depths. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is President Biden bringing the United States together as a people? Democrat analyst Lakai Vinson on Fox News says yes.
Let's first establish that it is normal for presidents to enter executive orders when they enter office. In fact, Trump had 220 executive orders, and so when Biden entered office, he had to reverse those laws that were codified by the Trump administration, which supported divisiveness, such as the Muslim ban and the separation of families at the border. So the unfortunate part is, Todd, is that Republicans are using unity as a tool to whine when they don't get their way.
The opinion editor at Fee, Brad Palumbo, disagrees.
I just completely disagree. I think the first 100 days of the Biden administration have belied his promises of unity, compromise, and moderation. I mean, he has pushed not just executive orders, but $6 trillion in proposed spending. That's $43,000 per U.S. household. That would make Obama or even FDR blush. So he's come in and he's totally overstepped his mandate to push a progressive agenda that's not what people actually voted for. And he's done it on party lines, like a COVID bill that doesn't work with any Republicans and an infrastructure approach that just totally eschewed the bipartisan approach for a party line path. So that's not unifying or moderate in my book.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm taking a deep breath because engaging in conversation with the ladies of the day here on the DJV program can sometimes be very, very difficult. It's hard work if you can get it, but I managed to make my way through it.
Lovely.
Lovely. It's nice work if you can get it. Right. What do you mean, back at you, pal? What is that supposed to mean? Jennifer Horn.
Hey, Victoria. How do I search something on Google?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I don't ask that. I know how to go to Google and search something. Uh-huh. It may be something. You know, that is an annoying thing. By the way, hello. Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, J. Kirshner. It is. It's annoying sometimes when you go into, it depends on the search engine, I guess, much as anything else. But you put in something and they send you to something else and then it goes to somewhere else. And you never
exactly
actually,
like my mother. Yeah. And it's all operator error, by the way. It's not Google's like flawed infrastructure.
Really?
It's you. You are the problem. You can also be the solution.
There's something going on recently, because whenever I Google something, the first five to six things that pop up are other
search engines.
It's not even stories or articles. It's completely other search engines. I don't know what is going on, but it's so annoying.
Then you both need like computer boot camp, because you have to just scroll down beyond those initial ad results.
But they weren't there before. They didn't used to be there. This is like a relatively new thing that they pop up.
Google needs money. What can I say?
I know.
Yeah, man.
So they
have taken over a complete block on Pico in it's not quite into Santa Monica. It's in Westwood. There was an old mall there, and they took it. You know the one I mean, Jennifer? It is between, I've forgotten what the streets is, but it's down a block. Anyway, so they've taken this whole mall. They've stripped it down, rebuilt the buildings, so they have a new campus on that side of town. It is huge. It's amazing. And all of the houses, try to buy a house within a square mile of that area, and the prices are crazy. Because
has anybody ever Googled Google?
That's a good idea. Yeah, you come up with those two twerps that started
it. Meta thought for the day.
Right.
It's like Inception
Googling
at its finest.
Google. Right. That's it.
Google,
all right.
Google. Oh, today, I think their Twitter account.
Really, were you? Really?
Yeah.
Today's National Arbor Day. America's first Arbor Day took place at the start of the 1870s, right around the time Congress established Yellowstone National Park. Every year on this day, it's kind of Arbor Day and Earth Day, I think of as the same, more or less, because you're focused on what's growing and what is good about the earth, that sort of thing. Last Friday in April, many people observe Arbor Day on different dates. I think it ought to be something that is more established for the benefit of children in school, as much as anything else, and becomes... You see, there are perfect days when you can combine, if some of the teachers today are that imaginative, and there isn't a lot of room because administrators don't want you to be too imaginative. But back when I wasn't... Well, my principal didn't like me being imaginative either, but I still was. We used to get together, three or four of us, the teachers, and come up with ways to use each of our disciplines to have youngsters learn in a consolidated way. For example, in botany class, you learned about the various trees. In English, you learned about how to take the information and put it in a report. In social studies, you learned how the Arbor Day things were funded. It was that kind of a thing. So I just think it's great. I think the more time we spend thinking about what grows, what we need to know about our planet to keep it alive. I'm not someone who's out. This is not a religion for me. Climate change and the situation that the Earth finds itself in at the moment, mostly because we just have too many people here. It's difficult. But if we want to keep farmers in the business of farming and not having to worry about a lot of other things the government throws in the face of farmers, then we show our appreciation for farmers, I think, by making sure you go find the good ones that are near you and buy the produce from them, the ones who take care of the soil, and therefore the soil takes care of us. And that's one of my primary themes, by the way. The American Family Farmer Show, which is on every week on most of these same stations and lots of other stations, too, around the country, we have a podcast that sort of goes around some of the main topics. If you don't get to listen to the program, you can hear it in its entirety at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matter of fact, the current one has an interview with a fellow who's in charge of farm broadcasting, National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Who knew, right, Victoria, that there was a...
Did not know that was a thing.
Yep, right. So, but there are a lot of people, a lot of the same stations that carry us in the Midwest, especially in Mid-South.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, right. There are 185 different farm broadcasts. Who would have known that?
Right.
And it's all part of, you know, where does the food come from? What's it like to work on a farm and that sort of thing? So you can check it out, find out what's going on the farms near you by listening to the American Family Farmer. I have a bias, and I told this guy my bias was to not be interested in the big farms. And he pointed out to me that some of the family farms have thousands of acres, and that's true, they do. But there's a different feel. When the family runs the farm, it's different than some corporate head sitting in an office in Minneapolis. You know, it's like anything else. If you're there, the local trucker is better in my mind. Anything local, with the exception of radio. Of course, I can make an exception for that. Although a lot of people carry this program know how to localize it, and so it is the best of all worlds. But anyway, if you want to catch up on what's going on the American farm scene, check out the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we were talking a few minutes ago about the space program and the new director of NASA, and I made a sort of offhanded comment about Jeff Bezos and his company looking for folks to jump on the first new ride. They're looking for people who will spend $250,000 that want to take a ride. And I think Branson's doing the same thing, isn't he? Pretty much with Virgin Galactic.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are going up, too. So if this is now, it's a bargain time right now. Didn't one of them have a contest going to have some sort of average person that doesn't have $250,000 apply, do an essay?
Yes.
That seemed to me. And what happened with that
was,
you know?
That
was a few months ago, seems to me.
Yeah, it was one guy who bought all the seats, and then he held the contest himself.
Right. But oh, yes.
I think that's with
his
SpaceX.
Trying to get Instagram followers.
Yeah, I thought that was with SpaceX, though. Hello?
SpaceX.
He was stunned. He was stunned by your
drink. No, I'm telling you, the allergies this year, they're getting worse and worse and worse. And I get plugged up very easily. All right, so that's the story on Bezos. Interesting, the news from space this week, which won't make it into the discussion of the top 10 items when we go into that from Talkers Magazine. But I have said this before, and everybody laughed at me. So now you can stop laughing at me because the what? You're never going to stop laughing at me?
No.
Okay,
well.
Do you even want us to? I mean, come on.
No, I think I enjoy it, frankly.
Aren't you here for our amusement?
I hadn't thought about it that way. Maybe I thought about it the other way. You're here for my amusement. Anyway, the American Geophysical Union has a journal in which they have published the latest results of figuring out where our axis is. The axis is the North Pole to the South Pole, the center of the planet. And it changes, it moves. It's another one of these fascinating things when you look at it and understand how nature works or how the universe works. The fact that the axis twists, tilts a little bit, and that gives us the seasons, is really an amazing, if you understand how everything started, and then there seems to be a purpose to everything. It all works. It's magic. The people who are kind of worried about climate change, et cetera, have something to talk about because the fact that all of the ice on the two polar caps is not all of it's melting, but some of it is, and that changes the construct of the value, if you will, of the weight of what's at either pole, because once it's fluid, it can go anywhere. The water doesn't stay under the North Pole, or it doesn't stay where it is. Water continues to fluctuate and go all around the planet. So now, with the reality that things have changed, and 13 feet of the poles, or they're 13 feet in a different place than they were, 30, 40 years ago, and that will continue to change if, in fact, the ice caps continue to melt. So what does that do to the planet? It changes where food is grown, changes where deserts are, changes wind flow, changes times of daylight and darkness. It changes pretty much
tides.
Everything.
I mean, if you want a real-world application, depending on which way it tilts, if you already live in a coastal area, you could be flooded out. Changes insurance evaluations. It changes a lot. I mean, a friend of mine is a climate scientist, and he's been talking about the axis changing forever, and never even really thought about it until this new report. And this report now, what was this? I know there was a stat there. It's not in front of me. It's changed at, 17 times faster or something? There's some stat in there that's really alarming.
Yeah, no, 17 times faster. That's a stat.
Yeah.
It normally would. But by the same token, the planet itself, over the course of its billions of years in existence, has had this experience many times. That's why there's a desert in Africa, and there didn't used to be. That's why there are the reality of what the planet looks like now versus what it looked like 2 billion years ago is quite dramatic. 3 billion years ago, where Africa and South America have about 1,800 miles at the closest point between them of water, they used to be together. It was all the same. It was all the same continent. So it's fascinating, actually. Excuse me. All right, so.
Bless you.
Thank you. I want to know why $3 million in unsold Girl Scout cookies are sitting in an Atlanta warehouse. I would like to deal with that after we sell a few sheets and slippers here from MyPillow. The new My Slippers go along with the MyPillow products, the down comforters. You can save lots of money, 50%, 60%, 30%. It depends on what you're buying. And if you go onto MyPillow.com and then go into the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see the product catalog with all of these things that are in there. We are raving here about the new slippers that they have, the My Slippers, but you know, there are plenty of other things. The basic core business is still pillows. And then they have the towels and the sheets and all kinds of things. You can get two six-piece sets of towels now still for the BOGO deal. It's just amazing what the product line is like, how good it is, and how literally it has changed a lot of people's attitude toward buying things online. So check it all out. It's all there at MyPillow.com. You get lots of savings using the DJV code at checkout. That's DJV at MyPillow.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so what's the scoop here, ladies? I know we've all worked through this. The warehouse in Georgia that has $3 million worth of Girl Scout cookies, what's the problem? I don't understand.
The problem is that they weren't able to sell in person. And so typically they would be, you know, at malls and grocery stores and things like that. And so everything went online, and they have 720,000 unsold boxes. And this is
so no one's used to buying them online. That was like a new thing.
Right.
So nobody,
right.
You know. I mean, I think everybody has been waiting to buy Girl Scout cookies online, but I don't know if they have the ability to tell people about it. I know there was a house in my neighborhood that had a big sign that said, "We're selling Girl Scout cookies here." So I think it was a tough year for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're saying if you're in the Atlanta area, showmethecookies.com, you can place an order for us. You can help out the troops.
Oh.
The Girl Scout troops.
The Girl Scout troops, right. One of the sweetest things some people thought, anyway, unless you don't like Joe Biden, was him walking across the White House lawn and picking a dandelion for his wife. Did you see that? It's kind of sweet.
No, but I mean,
it was
cute.
Yeah.
I saw it. They went to see the Carters, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah. How are they, the Carters? They were in Georgia
visiting
the Carters.
Is that picture of Rosalind? She looks beautiful. I mean,
they're okay. They're all right. Yeah, they're okay. The peanut farmers are great. It's 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour now, it's time for us to count down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. She's not a part of the talker staff, but she's pretty good at counting from 1 to 5, or backwards. Actually, I'm the one who counts backwards. See, I show a little extra initiative. You always do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Victoria. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, with that in mind, let us start at number 5 and find out what HBO Max is doing.
HBO Max has a new ad support tier that will be $9.99 per month. So this is going to be a nice cheaper version of HBO Max for people who don't want to spring for $15 a month, which they're at the top end of that price point. And so a lot of people, HBO Max has actually gotten so many subscribers. A big push was last December when Wonder Woman 1984, which was terrible. But anyway, they got a lot of people to sign up for that leading up to that release because you could watch it at home. And we were one of those people. We're one of those households. And we basically just kept HBO Max, which is what they're counting on. So we pay $15 a month. There are no ads. But the new one, the new tier, is really going after the customer who is just reluctant to want to spend that much. So the $9.99 tier is going to launch in June. And it will have a few big differences. It will have, it won't have the same same-day theatrical releases that, you know, movies like Dune and The Matrix 4, which are coming out, you will not get that unless you've got the premium tier. But you'll get other things like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Euphoria, and all of that will be without commercials. So it's actually a pretty good deal for $9.99 a month if you want to look into HBO Max. HBO Max, like all the other streamers, are now doing a lot of their own original programming, so it's just kind of becoming, we're all very much in, you know, we're swimming through the deep waters of adding more bills to our bottom line every month. But, you know, they're up against Disney Plus and Netflix and Apple TV Plus, and now Discovery has a whole thing, Discovery Plus. Everybody's got a plus. So HBO Max will be a lot cheaper coming, you know, in June.
To extract a little more money from all of you.
Yep.
All right, number four, let's see what Amazon is up to.
Amazon wants to make grocery deliveries more convenient and protect them from theft and bad weather by bringing them straight into customers' garages. So here's how it works. First, you need a compatible smart or Wi-Fi enabled garage door opener, which a lot of people actually have. The key by Amazon, it's an Amazon app, and it allows you to remotely open up your garage. And so if you are a Prime member, you can shop from Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh groceries online, and then just hit key delivery at checkout, and you can follow your groceries in real time, which is convenient. And then Amazon grants the drivers a one-time access through the device to open up your garage. They put your groceries in, they close the door behind them, and then you're notified when the delivery has been made. This is similar to what Walmart has already been doing. Amazon's a little bit behind on this one, but Amazon's banking really big in the grocery sector for the next few years, and because of the pandemic, so many people started shopping online for groceries. They didn't want to go into the store. Amazon and Instacart are both banking that people are really addicted to that now, and that they're going to continue to shop online for groceries.
All right. Number three, a little advice from the folks at Twitter, yes?
Yep, Twitter has apologized for accidentally sending out emails asking users to confirm your Twitter account. A lot of people thought that this was spam or some sort of a hack. It's not. It's actually just a mistake that Twitter made. So you are safe if you got one of these emails. You don't have to worry about, you know, cybersecurity or anything like that in this instance. They said if you receive one of the emails, you don't need to confirm your account. You can disregard the message, delete it. You'll be okay. But, you know, Twitter, obviously, when you get an email like this, all of us immediately become very suspicious. So it was not a phishing scam. It's just a mistake.
All right. YouTube has announced or is putting out announcements encouraging you to get a vaccination. How's that working?
Well, you know, it's as we know, vaccinations have dropped off. People who really wanted to get a vaccine have basically figured out how to get them. And now, between the ages of 18 and 34, Americans are not really getting vaccinated in the numbers where they need to be. So YouTube has launched a series of public service announcements, calling it the first chapter of a partnership with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And so Facebook is also doing this. Twitter is trying to prompt people into getting vaccines as well.
All right, number one this week, hackers are at it again.
Yep, Washington, D.C.'s police department has confirmed its servers have been breached after hackers began leaking its data online. This is just another mess. They had a huge ransom. The police didn't want to pay it. Now the Justice Department and the FBI are involved, and cybersecurity remains the biggest threat, I think, to our government agencies.
All right, there they are, top five items.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.